That was the Motels.
Yes.
On Sportsy Talk.
Starting off Sportsy Talk with a...
The song is called He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss.
With our salute to Janae Palmer.
And...
She married him after he did that. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen the wedding, but I've seen the...
Oh, no, the video of him smacking
it? Yes, I have seen that. This is the angry crowd.
Angry crowd after Ray Rice. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk and the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, addressing the serious topic of domestic violence in the NFL.
Well, the NFL apparently has a zero tolerance policy towards domestic violence.
Now they do.
Now.
They didn't until weeks ago.
No, but they did at about 2 p.m. in this afternoon.
Yeah.
They had a note. The guy who smoked pot for the Josh Gordon or whatever his name is, he got a year off of the NFL.
For smoking pot?
The Ray Rice guy got two games for beating up his fiance slash wife. No, I mean, that's a serious left hook. That is some...
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen the video, it's all over the internets, and it's...
Brutal.
It's brutal, yeah. It's the security camera from an elevator. I think people forget that those cameras are in there, but they're in there, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, apparently.
Remember that whole Beyonce, Jay-Z fight in the elevator?
If you're in an elevator, you're being videotaped.
You're being videotaped, yeah.
So I mean, not even videotaped, like something even fancier than this.
Yeah, something. They're selling it to TMZ, so be careful.
Yeah, probably for a lot of money.
Probably.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
So Ray Rice had been...
Suspended,
yeah. Suspended for two games for domestic
violence.
Two
games.
For domestic violence. And then the video came out.
Yeah.
And it took about 8 hours from the time the video came out till the time that he's been dropped by the Ravens.
Ravens got rid of him.
The NFL has suspended him for, I think, a year.
A year at least. They said indefinitely, but pretty much say like a year without,
at least, yeah.
You know, playing football.
Yeah. So there you go. That's it. But
Yeah.
But wait, Wes Welker, right?
How's Wes Welker
favorite,
doing?
Our favorite angry young he's on ecstasy. Football player. Yeah, he's on Molly and meth and everything. He got 4 weeks suspension for that.
They said he was on Molly during the Kentucky Derby when he was giving out all that money. Remember those pictures of him
out,
where his eyes were so huge and he's just having a great time?
He's giving out $100 bills and he's wearing a little hat.
He won a ton of money.
He looks freaked out.
Four games.
It turned out that he didn't win a ton of money, but they're not allowed to take it back. There was like a mistake.
If the racetrack makes a mistake, then they have to pay out.
Yeah, so
anyway.
they paid out, and then they realized they made a mistake, but he got to keep the money, and he'd already given it all away anyway, so it didn't matter.
I mean, sooner or later, he's going to come back to that place, and they'll charge him like $30,000 for a steak or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. They'll get it back. But he was like out of his mind on drugs, and he got 4 weeks. But the guy who smoked pot got a year.
A year.
And the guy who, like, punched his girlfriend with a serious punch in the face, knocked her out. There's video of him dragging her unconscious out of the elevator.
By the way, the Ravens played two games this week, so he really would have only been suspended for, like, a Sunday game and a Thursday game. Like, he would have been back the next week.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hi, Jim.
Hey.
Hi, Bronwyn. Studio B Ben.
Studio B Ben.
Yay, Portland, Oregon. Hey, Studio B Ben, did you know there's going to be a listener meetup in Portland?
I do, and it's really close to my house, so I'm totally going there on Wednesday.
Awesome. Say hi to Tony Coulter for us.
I will.
Yeah. Say hi to Tony Coulter for me.
Say hi to LaMarcus Eldridge if he shows up for me.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm playing Studio B Ben in fantasy football, but Studio B Ben has about five guys playing tonight. I only have 75 points, so I don't think my lead's going to hold up.
Mm. It's gonna be close.
But you have the quarterback.
Doing way better than Sparkle Pony.
I will be asleep by the time you beat me, because the Chargers game doesn't start until 10:30 or 11 o'clock here.
What?
No, yeah. it'll be finishing by the time you're waking up tomorrow morning.
There's two games tonight because the Giants play on Monday Night Football here on the East Coast
in
regular time, normal
Real time,
not weird time.
Yeah.
And then at 10:30, there's another game. The Chargers and the
Cardinals.
Somebody. Yeah, I don't know. Another team that plays out in the middle of nowhere.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they play at 10:30, I think.
Now, the Monday night, they always seem to have, like,
That's crazy. West Coast game
for the first game. So it's been, like, Raiders-Chargers for a couple of years now.
Right.
But now they're doing Raiders or Chargers-Cardinals.
Which is a good game. I mean, it's the Cardinals have a good defense, and the Chargers always have a good offense. Usually the Chargers take, like, the first 5 or 6 weeks off of the season to lose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and then they win the following 10.
Uh-huh. that's what the Giants did last year.
In those weeks. We can't be
no, I mean, how can you fans. Focus on anything in San Diego when the weather's so nice? It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't think my lead's going to hold up. But did you watch any of the other games yesterday? Were you watching football?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I was watching plenty of football. It was an exciting first day until we were had the massive bummer of waking up to the whole Ray Rice video.
Yeah, that was
awful. Yeah, wow. That is unpleasant.
Because you guys were talking about kind of the drugs versus the wife beating suspension. And I was going to say I was reading a few things around the interwebs, and it's really kind of crappy because within the collective bargaining agreement they have all the drug suspension stuff written out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anything under player conduct policy, which is stuff that you get in trouble with the law, like DUIs and whatever else, like
assaults.
100% Roger Goodell. That's not even in the CBA. So he has, whatever authority to make up whatever punishments at any moment in time and do whatever, which I think actually makes the whole race thing worse because it's so clear that he just kind of tried to whitewash everything.
I guess they thought the video was never going to emerge or something like that.
Right.
That's disconcerting because...
Well, now they're backtracking and they're trying to say that they never saw it. But of course they saw it.
Well, the Ravens say they didn't see it, which that may be the truth.
Maybe.
But that's kind of problematic too, because like if you're the commissioner of football, shouldn't you have some massive like, all right, we're going to look into this?
Yeah.
And you send your guys into it and they come back and say, well, there's some video of him that's going to make you have to suspend him for a year. And then you suspend him for a year. I mean, compare and contrast what the NBA did with Sterling. Where Sterling's a giant idiot and says a bunch of racist stuff, and they go, all right, well, give us a couple days to figure out what we're going to do, and then we'll do it. And then the commissioner comes out and goes, we looked into this, and this guy's terrible. So we're going to get rid of him, you know?
Get rid of the owner.
If the NFL had done that in this case, where they said, yeah, we looked into this and it's awful and we're going to suspend the guy for a year, everyone would have went, yeah, okay, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Give the guy a year off. All right. Yeah.
But now. Yeah.
Instead, now it's like, it looks like they had all the information, but they kind of like.
I don't think they care. It's also the fact that Ray Rice is a super. I mean, Ray Rice is a terrific player for the. I mean, he's a wonderfully talented player for the Ravens.
Right.
Yeah. And an important guy on their team, and he just won a Super Bowl a couple of things ago. But it's like, that can't play into it either. I mean, you really do have to make decisions based on. How's this going to look if some really terrible video of it comes out on TMZ in the middle of the afternoon? Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, my God, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, and that's what happens when you leave all those decisions up to somebody whose main priority is, like, making sure the NFL looks good in one way or the other.
Yeah, but now he's made sure that it looks terrible.
Well, I think they're going to learn from this, and obviously, like, they'll have to change their ways. But, I mean, the fact that that was taken so lightly, and really they would have only suspended him for, like, 5 days, like two games in five days.
Right, yeah. 5 days
suspension. Is a little troubling when you see him like trying to move his fiance unconsciously out of an elevator.
Yeah, he's dragging her out.
And like, there's another guy who's trying to get into the elevator at one point, and he's like, "Can you? Mm-hmm. Is your wife okay? Can you?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, let me just try to move her legs out of the way. Yeah. Like, don't worry."
Yeah.
You're like, "Oh my God, man, what is the matter with you?"
Like, if you watch the video, the moment after he. Hits her like he's just kind of chilling out there, like it's like no.
Yeah, he didn't. It didn't seem like a big, you know, dent in his day. Like,
no, he was just like, he wasn't like like, oh my God, what have I done?
What have I done?
Are you okay?
He's like, this happens all the time.
He's not looking. Yeah, yeah.
I really wonder just how that relationship really is. Well, I don't think it's at all healthy.
Of course it's not, because she was his fiance when he did that, and she's his wife now, so she married him. After he did that to her, and who knows, like, if there have been other instances or not, but, you know, that's very common with abused women.
Yeah.
They think they deserve it somehow, or they did something to make it happen, and they blame themselves, and they stay with the guy, and of course he's a famous football player, you know, she might have thought, well, you know, here's this famous football player who's making tons of money, and he's a big athlete, and how am I going to get anything better than this? I mean, you know, you don't know what she thought, but
it's,
now
it's
she's
not
stuck.
Like you get jumped out in the street by a stranger. It's you're hit by somebody you care about a lot, you love, so it's this really complicated situation, and then it's
like you know,
you really care about the person. You don't want him to get all jammed up and stuff like that. I mean, you don't want him to lose his job in the NFL or stop being rich or whatever, but I mean, like, I don't know, like, the guy just... I mean, that's assault. It's just a brutal assault.
It is.
I mean, she hit her head on the elevator. I mean, it was just like,
her head slams into, like, the railing on the way down, you know?
So, I don't know. It's just, I mean, it really does make the NFL look bad. It makes the commissioner look bad. It makes the Ravens look bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just depressing because if it was just handled better from their end of it, you could kind of go like, all right, they looked into it and they suspended the guy for a year and it's... obviously a terrible incident and everyone wants to move on. Instead, it's just like, we got to do this again. Like, how many, like, there better not be any more video. Like, I don't want to do any more of this.
But there was another Ray. I don't remember his last name.
Ray Lewis. You mean the guy in the murder? Yeah, that's murder, though. Murder's different.
No. There's another football player named Ray who, after the Ray Rice incident, he had a domestic violence thing, and he was suspended for, I don't know, 4 games or something.
Yeah, that's going to find out. That'll change by about 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I don't know what his situation was.
They'll institute a new policy, and maybe they'll hire some woman who could, like, oversee their...
Well, they said they had. That was
hideous crime division.
That was why the second Ray number two, got suspended at all, was they said that they'd instituted this new domestic violence policy.
Yeah.
But then they went back. I mean, I don't think, their idea of, like, a domestic violence policy seems to be like, oh, well, you know, he's smacking his woman around, so that doesn't look good, so let's give him a couple days off.
I mean,
I don't know.
If they didn't have the video, then maybe they hadn't seen the extent of it. But still, you have to treat these things very seriously, because then it's like, that's a nationwide story. It makes the league look bad. It makes everybody feel bad about watching
it's
football.
Horrible.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
There's almost this weird old school mentality still at play between that and the concussions, of how it's just kind of, you know, you got to be macho and all this other thing. But I also don't seem to realize that we're updated to a place where you can't just hide this stuff anymore. You know, it's going to get out. And
we're so much more aware of things, and yet still, I think the mentality is always to try to cover things up. The first mentality is always to try to make things go away instead of just being like, all right, let's deal with it. Like, you know, the Atlanta Hawks owner.
Bruce Lansing sent
an email like 2 years ago with all these terrible things to say about you know, sort of racial,
about
very
his employees,
stark
basically.
Racial. Well, about the fans and about the
cheerleaders.
He didn't know if white people wanted to come to Atlanta Hawks games because it was just like, oh man. But what does he do? He like goes out and says, hey, you know, this came up and it got public and I wanted to let the league know I'm going to sell the team. Like, I mean, at least there's progress where it's like, all right, we can't really talk about things this way. Like, that's not an inappropriate way to sort of discuss things.
But I mean, he kind of brought it up himself, didn't he? And he's tried to sell his ownership in the team before and he didn't have any takers, so maybe he figured Donald Sterling got $2 billion for being a racist a-hole.
Los Angeles is very different than Atlanta. Like, I don't think it's going to make the team worth more money.
Well, you don't think he's
unless
gonna,
you move the team to Los Angeles.
I think he's trying to sell, and he couldn't sell, and he's trying to get. Well, he's trying to get all the hoo-ha up, and so that people will come forward and buy the team to keep him from owning it.
I don't know whether that. I mean, the best thing for him would probably be, like the thing that would make it the most lucrative move would be like to Seattle or something like that. But I don't think it's.
Right.
I mean, Atlanta is just sort of a tough place to be a sports team, unfortunately. Yeah, like, it's just a tough sports town where, like, the downtown area is populated until about 5 o'clock, and then everybody goes home. It's a really stark, like, everybody just goes home. So, like, nobody wants to stick around in town.
Clears out.
And go to a game and stuff like that.
Right.
All right, Studio B-Ben, someone else is calling, so I'm going to let him on.
Great.
Hey, good talking to you. Good luck tonight.
We got an update from the U.S. Open
now.
Yeah, Cilic leads.
Who's that?
Cilic.
Who?
Cilic. Don't you know about the U.S. Open?
No.
Well, we better take this other call first.
Hello, caller. You're on the air, possibly.
Hey, Bronwyn and Jim. How are you?
Have you been calling on every line? All I could see is like Air 4, Air 3, Air 2.
Maybe we're getting lots of calls because of the domestic violence discussion. Yeah, Danny D, third man of Sportsy Talk.
Danny D, I hear that Bronwyn's team is beating you. What's going on? How are you guys going to rally?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I got two guys. She has one guy, but her one guy's a Giant, so that should help me a little bit. But
who do you have on the Giants?
Well,
she doesn't know. She has
Victor
no idea.
Victor Cruz.
He'll probably get a touchdown now.
I got Victor Cruz.
And then I don't know, but I will say there's a bit of controversy. There is one team that Ray Rice has not been fired from yet.
What team is that?
Penguin Dust.
I know. Well, that's the problem. I have him on my.
Get rid of him.
Can you
get rid of him?
Yeah, I can dump him.
Oh.
But it just happened, and I haven't even. I mean, I went home, but I didn't play with my fantasy football team. I like ate some gumbo and took a nap. I drafted him. I drafted Ray Rice. He was suspended for 2 games because it's not fantasy morality. It's fantasy football.
That we had this discussion. I have Ray
really?
Rice. I have another fantasy football team that was a robot draft. It was a robot draft, right? And I had nothing to do with it. And I got Ray Rice, and I put him on the bench because he was suspended. And now I want to get rid of him because I'm like, I think it's heinous. And I think that ESPN should do some kind of special thing to just like wipe Ray Rice off the face of fantasy football and let everybody just pick somebody good. But I don't know that it works that way. And
the worst ever with fantasy baseball for me was Nick Adenhart was a pitcher for the Angels. He was like a kid. He was 21 or something like that. He had about six starts.
What happened?
And he pitched a start, and like they were going home, and his car got hit by a drunk driver, and they all died in the car. It was like a whole car full of people died. And Nick Adenhart was, and I'm like thinking like, well, the guy's dead.
Right.
I mean, I have to get another pitcher.
They wouldn't let you?
No, they would. It was just like, I don't know. I felt like a jerk because, I mean, the guy had died. And then like 4 hours later, I'm dropping him onto the waiver wire on fantasy baseball.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, how long do you have to wait until like...
Cold-hearted business.
I don't want to lose my fantasy baseball team because I got a dead guy on the team. I mean, he's not going to be pitching anymore. Nick, I'm sorry. Yeah. You did a great job for me, but...
You're dead now.
You're dead now.
Well, you're dead to me.
The CFL, I think, you know, they let that team cut the guy after they drafted the dead guy. So
they drafted a dead guy?
Yeah, see, oh, that happened. Yeah, that happened once. The CFL literally, yeah, they drafted, someone drafted a dead guy.
Well, in Boston, they used to elect dead mayors and stuff like that, or guys who were in jail. So it was a dead guy, guy was in jail.
Yeah, this happened too.
There was a dead guy who got elected to Senate.
Missouri, the U.S. Senate.
Missouri, yeah, that's what I just said.
Give
us
the Formula One update. I was watching a little bit of the Formula One because I was looking for soccer on Saturday and Sunday morning. And which one of those Mercedes guys won?
Hamilton won.
Hamilton and
Rosberg apparently. Rosberg apparently blew it late.
Yeah, and then he just left.
And they hate each other.
The guy came in second, and he just gets up and goes. Yeah. And they have this whole big ceremony, and he's like at Chuck E. Cheese or something. Like he could just couldn't even care.
Oh, did he? I didn't see
yeah, he just is like, I'm out of here. Don't worry about it.
This is a big news day. You guys, I mean, but, you know, I guess so. Baltimore's canceling the statue of Ray Rice, I guess.
There was a statue?
Well, there's a statue of Ray Lewis, so you figured they would have put
Ray Lewis won two Super Bowls. Well, Ray Lewis won two Super Bowls and only murdered one person.
Yeah.
So that's statue worthy.
But the big news on the obscure front, you know, and get your bumper stickers ready. Be excited.
Do people still have bumper stickers?
Seth Blatter is running for his fifth term as FIFA's world's most corrupt politician.
Yeah, he is corrupt. He is terrible.
Yeah, he's never.
He's going to run again.
He's running again because why
for
shouldn't
the FIFA
he?
FIFA president why Seth Blatter?
One quote was great where he said, basically, well, the work is never done, and I still have work to do, which basically made it sound like, yeah, I'm going to keep running forever.
Yeah.
And the other part is, this is great. I actually looked up the article, because there's talk of now the USA getting it in 2026 and Blatter Summit.
I'll be dead, so
like
I don't really care.
Yeah.
We'll be gone.
I'll be dead and buried.
And Bronwyn will drop you from her sports.
Yeah, yeah, I'll put you on waivers.
Sorry, gone.
I have a great quote courtesy of the ESPN article.
Okay.
Is about England saying that he encourages England to bid again. England, if USA got hosed, England got like quintuple hosed. Like they got no votes. And every anti-FIFA, anti-Blatter story has pretty much generated out of England.
Well, they do most of the negative stories that hit the media. Like, I mean, tabloids are terrible.
So he's inviting England to, like, give him more graft this time.
I don't know if they...
bigger payments.
It's a great passive-aggressive Blatter quote.
I don't know if I want... I guess having the World Cup in the United States would be kind of cool this time because we actually like soccer this time around and stuff like that.
Yeah, this time.
And you could actually have games, like the games could be in big cities almost, you know, that are not close to each other. So you'd be like, you know, Houston's over there and, you know, L.A., Seattle, Boston. There's enough big cities where you don't have to spend a bunch of money on like a – I mean, they already have like an infrastructure that's like here's a great soccer stadium every 500 miles.
Yeah.
So
I've got the update.
So England said that they won't bid if Blatter is still president, which basically is like saying they're never going to bid again. So Blatter made a quote, and I just love it because it's a wonderfully passive aggressive quote, and I'll leave you with this. It's not important who is the president of FIFA. If England wants to have a competition, then they bid. Whoever is the president of FIFA. And they should listen a bit about what is called fair play. Seth Blatter's lecturing people about fair play, which is just so awesome.
Well, and then
ridiculous.
Scotland's going to leave England this in the next couple of days, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah, so they're having a tough week.
Well, they're having like a big scare campaign over there
that
to try to keep,
was such
try
a
to
disaster
keep Scotland in.
They're going to try to keep Scotland in.
Yeah.
So will there be another Scottish British war with like the face paint and the kilts and stuff
and
like that?
Yeah, the giant swords and everything.
I mean, my people were kicked out. My father did this whole genealogy thing when he retired.
Yeah.
Because he was bored or whatever.
Yeah.
And apparently we're descended from Scottish kings because no one's descended from like Scottish janitors.
I know. No one's ever like descended from
you
like,
are completely irrelevant. No, it's always like you're
the king.
So we were thrown out of Scotland. So maybe we can go back now if it's the Scotland's our own country.
You can go and be king of Scotland. Remember when Idi Amin was king of Scotland?
Was he?
Yeah, he announced Idi Amin at one point announced that he was the king. The rightful.
Oh right, I saw that movie. Yeah, yeah.
The rightful
king of Scotland.
Yeah.
I remember. I saw that movie.
I watched. I watched. I was watching the Simpsons marathon.
Is that still going on? Is it like 20 days or something like that?
Sort of is, I think.
Did you know? Did you know that Bart Simpson has joined a Russian soccer team?
Oh no!
They followed it up with the debate for the Scottish independence, and it was like Groundskeeper Willie, like debating Groundskeeper Willie. It was just, but the England side. The England side guy just did terrible. I really do think he, like, single-handedly basically, he'll go down in history as, like, they weren't going to vote for independence, and then this guy had a debate where he was terrible.
Yeah.
And so
that
now
was
they
it.
Will. Well, there you go.
Aw. Aw.
Bart Simpson joined a Russian soccer team, Zenit St. Petersburg.
But the actual Bart Simpson, or, like,
yeah,
just somebody wearing a big Bart Simpson
head? It's a giant big Bart Simpson head, but they licensed it from Fox or whoever they licensed those things from, and they made a big deal out of it, and they had the manager, like, officially signing Bart Simpson, who's this guy in a big head, and they had Bart Simpson on a treadmill, you know? And so I went back to find the article again.
Yeah.
All the pages are wiped off the face of the internet. It's like, it's really hard.
You can find Putin pals.
I think Putin decided that Zenit St. Petersburg was a laughingstock and he didn't want people laughing at him. But it's like you can find some images, but the original articles are all gone.
All right, Danny, we'll talk to you soon.
All right,
good luck tonight.
Yep. And in soccer, the Red Bulls, our team.
Who? We're Red Bulls fans?
Yeah, remember we are because of listener Jed.
I mean,
all
you
our friends
told me I was,
yes,
but
okay,
I still haven't
are.
Watched a game
okay,
or
yeah,
anything.
Me neither. They're sixth out of 10 in the Eastern Conference.
That's not good.
No, and the Portland Timbers, who I actually do like, are
my brother went
to
their game last night,
the
Portland
the
Timbers.
Oh,
he went to the Portland Timbers last
really?
Night.
Really? Where was he?
He was in Portland.
Oh, yeah?
I have no idea.
Right.
I mean, he
Timbers.
Just takes a picture and says, I'm going to the Portland Timbers game. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're fifth out of nine in the
he
West.
He goes to all kinds of games.
That's good. He's very sportsy then.
He is sportsy. Brother. He See? Takes our, like my nephew is like, I don't know, 6 months old. Mm-hmm. His nephew's already been to 2 Mariners games. Timbers game.
Oh my God.
There's a picture of him in like a little, you know.
Wait, they live out there?
They live in, Washington State.
Oh, huh, all right.
So,
we had an update on the comments board from listener Ralphine
How's
about the U.S.
listener
Open.
How's Ralphine doing?
She's doing
Is
fine.
Is they still doing the U.S. Open?
Yeah, they're doing tonight. Is the
once Rafa and Djokovic and Federer and Rafi John
and
McEnroe are out of it, I'm not paying attention anymore.
Okay, well, this was a big upset in the men's semifinals. There were 2 big upsets in the men's semifinals, so now they're playing the finals right now.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, and it's this...
Should I put the tennis balls back on?
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
Oh, well, all right. It's the Croatian player, Marin Cilic.
Cilic?
Yeah, and he's playing a Japanese player. It's the first time a Japanese player has ever made the finals in
cool.
a Grand Slam thing. And his name is, I can't pronounce the first name, but his last name is Nishigori. So I think it's Kai Nishigori.
Nishigori.
And the thing is that Cilic is leading, I think it says.
Oh,
let's see. All right. Well, I lost the.
We don't know what's happening.
We know that Cilic is leading. I think.
We think. We're not sure.
Cilic leads Nishikori 2-0.
Yeah, but that's going to go on for 5 more hours.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing: Cilic is 6'6". I looked this up earlier.
6'6"?
Yeah, and Nishikori is 5'10".
Is that a problem?
Well, I think that means to me that would mean that Cilic would have like a huge, reach. Like,
it does?
Yeah, wouldn't that be, like, beneficial to him?
I don't know.
I mean, it seems like that would give him an advantage.
I mean, maybe.
To, like, be able to reach that far, like, that much farther.
Over the net? Can you do that over the net?
No, not over the net. Like, when they run back and forth on the baseline and they're whacking it back and forth into the corners and
I haven't
stuff.
Watched tennis. I mean, here we go. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
Oh, good. Yeah,
that's good, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Except the problem was that someone thought their car was broken the last time.
Okay, well, maybe their car is broken.
It is a little soft. It's actually more fun to listen to tennis than it is to watch tennis.
I agree, actually.
And Serena Williams, she's tied with Navratilova and is it Steffi Graf or is it the Chris Everett?
I think it's Chris Everett.
Chris Everett.
I don't know.
Martina Navratilova, Serena Williams all have like 18 Grand Slams, which is insane, or something like that. That's crazy.
And Serena, I think, just won her 3rd U.S. Open, which is.
And she would have won more, except they like flip a coin when it's the sisters versus each other.
They flip a coin beforehand. Yeah.
So apparently, she came back from that drunkenness thing that she had, or she was taking some Molly or something
was
like
that.
That was her.
Oh,
she was all
Venus.
Falling around.
Oh.
I can't keep them. I have no idea who they are.
I don't know. We don't really follow.
It's tennis.
Yeah, but, you know, we're Sportsy Talk, so we're like the most trusted team.
I watched 5 minutes of cricket the other day because I was waiting for something else to come on.
What was that?
I have no idea. I mean, I honestly have no idea what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked cool. And they have these cool sort of outfits.
Yeah.
So I'll have to pick a cricket team and let you know how that's going. Because I really, you know, on the weekends, mm-hmm. I really wind it down a little bit. I really take it down a notch, and mm-hmm. it's just all sports. So anything with a score is something I will watch. If, like, ballet had a score...
You would watch it.
I'd watch ballet.
I think that's what makes it a sport, is if it has a score,
if it has
right?
a score,
yeah, it's a score,
I would watch it.
Okay. But that means golf.
Yeah, I mean, I watched golf when, like, Tiger's doing good or something.
Oh, jeez.
Otherwise, I don't really care.
That'll never happen again.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
Listener Ralphine's on here saying Nishigori's first name is pronounced K. K. Nishigori.
K. Ishiguri.
There's no
like Japanese Nishigori. Names don't have like inflection, so it's like
no.
Ishigore.
Nishikori.
Kori,
I think.
Nishikori.
I don't know. We don't know. Nobody expected either one of them to be in the final.
The love of my life was Japanese, a young Japanese American woman.
Really?
Yes, Harumi. And
oh.
She moved away to Ohio when I was 6 or 7.
Because
now,
it sounds like Ohio.
Is that why she moved?
Yeah, that's a Japanese word.
I mean, she was pretty American. She was spoke better English than me.
Hmm.
And then she went away, and I've never seen her since.
I'm sorry.
So that's why I'm like this.
Well, that's really sad. Why don't you go like stalk her and hunt her down and everything?
I tried that.
And like upset her and.
Yeah, I tried all that.
You know, find
I don't
her
think she
husband,
apparently
her
apparently
kids
her
kids
her name is pretty familiar. Like it's like, you know, not an uncommon name.
Really? Okay.
So, and she lives in Ohio, so that's just a it's just
yeah.
like a. A volcano. There's just no. Once you move to Ohio,
you never come out again.
That's it.
You just fall down the.
You're gone.
Rabbit hole of. Well,
gone.
I'm sorry. Well, that's a very sad story.
I'm glad to share my real life sorrow with you.
We could go back to you know happy subjects like assault and stuff.
Ray Rice.
We could talk about.
How's the murdering?
Did you see the Browns and the Steelers?
I did because I watched all the games yesterday because I have the Red Zone channel in which anything interesting that's happening,
no.
they switch back and forth for seven straight hours of no commercials.
That's insane.
And the guy has to stand up at his desk now. So I really can't tell if he's like.
Oh, you know what? I bet it's because, you know, sitting is bad for you.
Probably.
Sitting is bad for you.
They don't show him very often. So I figure like that he's taking he's urinating half the time, like into a fishbowl or something like that. That's just there around him.
Yeah. He has to get hydrated, too. Do they have like little tubes running into him?
I didn't notice that. I think they must give him like a heads up that they're going to come back to him at some point.
Yeah.
But it really is like if there's a commercial. And there's a commercial every 5 seconds when you're watching a real football game.
That's true. That's what I like about it. It gives me a chance to go do something else.
Yeah, I can get up and go get another nacho or something.
Yeah, exactly. Go clean the bathroom and come back.
Clean the bathroom.
I did. Yesterday.
What?
I was cleaning the bathroom.
You're watching what, the Jets game?
Yeah, basically.
How are those guys doing?
They won. You know, it wasn't a very...
By accident.
Yeah, Geno Smith... His passing is better. Mm-hmm. His running is bad, but that just could be because...
They have a bunch of runners now, though. That Ivory guy can run, and Chris Johnson can run.
He should give the ball to them, but, you know, he takes off with it, and he's, you know, because they're all trying to do that thing now, you know, that RG3, Colin Kaepernick, you know, I can pass or I can run. I'm a double threat, you know.
Well, because you get a lot of fantasy points. Maybe he just wants to be
so
a big fantasy player.
He's trying to do that, and he just got slammed every time, and then he'd fumble and stuff. It was a mess, but, I mean, that's partly...
I did see him fumble. Yeah, that was no good.
That's partly because he doesn't have a lot of great defense ahead of him. You know, I mean, he's running and he doesn't have guys blocking him and stuff very well. You know. So
yeah, they don't care.
You know, they don't care.
They're just
they don't
like
care about him.
I don't know, whatever.
They'd rather have.
I'm gonna come in last.
They'd rather have Michael Vick. I don't know.
Maybe I saw him in one play. I thought they were gonna hike him the ball, but then they didn't really
they
hike
didn't
him the
it,
ball.
No.
I think he had a pass to a guy and he threw it and it was terrible.
But you saw the Browns and Steelers, right? Talking about
yeah, because I always bet on the Browns.
Why?
Because I secretly love to lose my own money.
Oh, my my God.
So I can't help but bet on the Browns.
Why? Just
and on
love,
the Bills.
You love their mascot, don't you? The Brownie.
Oh, no, they're getting rid of him, I thought.
Are they getting rid of him? I think we were going to look that up. They have Chomper the dog.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's like a dog with like a shirt on.
Well, the Bills
on
won, anyway. That was something.
The Bills did win, and the Browns
animals,
played very well.
How come animals always wear shirts and they don't wear pants?
Because they, I don't know. It's you know, shirt is a good accoutrement.
On.
Pants, on the other hand, is
pants on.
I mean, if you see animals with pants, you're like, what are you hiding? Like, what's going on? What are you, a donkey or something? Like, what's happening? 201-209-9368. Are you an animal without pants? Call us now.
They could give them kilts.
Kilts. I think kilts have gone, sadly, underrepresented in the United States. I was going to buy an action kilt for myself, but they're like $75.
Do you want one? Would mine fit you? I have one.
You have an action kilt?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. We're the same size, right?
Yeah,
don't I wear your dresses around
all
stuff?
The time. Yeah.
I mean, that's no problem.
I don't mind the dresses. Just stay out of my underwear. That's the main thing.
That's the best part, though. All the ladies' underwear is fantastic. It's really soft and nice, and there's little bows and stuff. Our underwear is just kind of like, I'm wearing underwear right now. I don't want to give, you know, listeners too much news or anything like that. But I'm wearing underwear that, like, has been through a thresher or something. Like, I don't know. I picked it up, and there's holes all over. I don't even know. Like, was I caught in a thorn bush in these or something? Like, there's just holes everywhere. It's, like, disintegrating.
Oh, great.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Yeah, this is Fido, and...
Do you have pants on, Fido?
Are you wearing pants?
I got to admit, I've got no pants on.
All right. See, isn't it just more comfortable if you're an animal to not wear pants?
You know, well, we've always had this sort of, call it an incontinence problem.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know?
I knew a cat who wore Pampers.
Yeah, well, don't you need, if you're incontinent, don't you actually need a diaper or something? I mean...
You don't need one if you're just going to, you know, go all over the place.
That's a human construct.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, see, that's where we've lost during this whole evolution thing, is that we feel like we just can't go around pooing everywhere.
Hey, when Fido's got to go, the leg just lifts, okay?
That's what I'm talking about. That's true freedom. That's true freedom.
You know, there's no, don't try to inhibit me. I'm an animal.
I wouldn't do that.
No, we would never try to do that. Although I would suggest a kilt. And as a
would you wear a kilt?
Oh, please.
I
really?
I mean, you don't need pockets for anything, like your keys or your anything?
I got a collar.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's right.
Well, that's
and
nice.
You know, I hang stuff off of it. And, you know, I'm good.
That works. Okay, well, thanks, Fido.
I'm feeling it. All right, Fido. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. So we heard from the animals with no pants.
I felt like they would chime in at some point.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people leave their house in the morning.
Yeah.
No, they leave their house and they go, okay, here you go, Fido. I'm going to put the WFMU on all day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you wake up and it's Scott's show and there's an umlaut in the middle of a sentence or, you know.
Yeah, like, something like that. And then what? They don't.
And it's our show. And they perk up because they go, oh, sport. I like sports.
Sports.
I like the sound of those guys.
Yeah, I guess so.
I like the cut of their jib. And their kilts.
Hey, you're, as a descendant of Scottish kings, shouldn't you be wearing kilts?
I don't know. I don't know what Scottish janitors wore. And this whole Scottish thing is very new to me, so I don't know.
You didn't know you were Scottish?
I thought we were Northern Irish.
Oh.
Because they got kicked out, and then they went, let's go over here where nobody cares.
Right, that's true.
And then they went to Canada. I don't know. But the new Doctor Who is Scottish. So, you know, I'm learning more.
Does he have that accent? I haven't seen him yet.
He does.
He does.
And he's older now, too, so he's not like a kid. The other ones were like kids who
they got
make out with girls and stuff like that.
From Tom Baker on, they kind of got younger for a while. Now
I mean,
one of the original Doctor Who's, if not the original was this old guy.
He was like 100 years old or something like that.
Super old.
He was an actual time traveler.
Mm.
And it used to be a documentary. And then that guy want to do the show anymore, so they had to find out somebody else.
It's like the Phoenix.
The Phoenix?
He rises from his own ashes.
You mean the Jean Grey Phoenix?
No.
You mean the Phoenix like in the mythos?
Yes.
Mythos Phoenix. Yes. I only know comic book myth.
Can I just talk about punters?
Yeah, sure.
Punter Appreciation Day
Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay, so yesterday...
We have to talk about it.
Yesterday, what was it, Antonio Brown from the...
What?
The Pittsburgh guy.
Yes, yeah.
Is that his name, Antonio Brown?
Yes, the Steelers player was
Steelers
Antonio Brown.
Steelers Brown, Steelers guy.
And the punter, and we do appreciate punters on Sportsy Talk very
much.
We
do.
Our favorite punter of the day, play of the week, the Browns' Spencer Lanning, punted the ball.
Punted the ball.
and the ball went up in the air, and Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown,
who is not a Brown, he's a Steeler.
But gets the ball.
He gets the ball, and he just starts running forward.
He's running around. He's going crazy.
He's just running like you're supposed to run.
It's like a video game. He's in Madden or something.
Yeah, you're supposed to go fast right up the middle. And Spencer Lanning decided that, you know, he was tired of being a punter, and he wanted to be a real football player like the other guys, right? So he sort of got in the way, and for some reason...
Well, the guy was, you know, he sort of got down.
I gotta take care of this guy. I don't think he knows how to tackle exactly, so he thought tackling involved, like, getting down on his knees and sort of reaching for Antonio Brown's legs or something. I don't know what he thought. Antonio Brown just keeps running. And he runs right over him. He runs up in the air. He kind of jumps like he's doing a hurdle.
Yeah.
Like he's going to go over him.
Right.
And he doesn't go over him. He, like, jams his cleats right in the guy's helmet head area.
Oh, he just really plants him. Yeah.
He just slams over him. He just runs him over. It was amazing.
Yeah, I didn't know that was legal.
Well, it wasn't
except
legal.
Outside of Mortal Kombat or something like that.
Yeah, they gave him like some kind of unnecessary roughness penalty or something.
They should say, you really can't kick people while you're wearing, you know.
Well, like you said, if it were soccer, it would be a red card, you know.
I mean, like two red cards or something.
Yeah, they should have taken him off.
I mean, if you kick somebody in the leg, never mind if you plant your cleats into some guy's shoulder. I mean,
it was his face. It was his head.
Well,
he's
got a helmet on, you know.
But it just ran right over him. It's like a cartoon.
It's tough being punters.
It's hard. Well, it's tough to be a punter and think you're something else. He should, like, accept his role in
Accept his role?
He should.
I'm sure he didn't imagine he would get kicked.
He should say, I am a punter. I have punted. I should get out of the way now. Yeah, punt and get out of the way.
If you're a punter, the problem is that no football player in the world wants to be tackled by a punter. Okay?
Almost
anybody else, you'd be like, all right, I got tackled by that guy. It's fine.
Yeah.
The punter, on the other hand, you're supposed to eat them for breakfast and crap them out for lunch.
And that's what he did.
And so I don't know if he was going to jump over him or something like that. Like he was going to hurdle this like 6-foot guy or something. Yeah. Like I don't know if he were going to jump like onto his shoulder and then jump like further like Frogger. But that was an unforeseen... I don't even know that that's a football play that I've ever seen before.
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
It was amazing. So I don't know how he could have predicted that some guy was going to kick him with his cleats on.
Because he got in the way and then he like knelt down.
Well, I don't think he knelt. He knelt down when he was hit in the
he
was hit in the arm.
He was kneeling before. He knelt down and was waiting for this guy to run over his head. And the guy ran over his head. Listener Ralphine wants to know if we know where Spencer Lanning played college ball. And because because it's a question from listener Ralphine, I'm guessing it's like Gamecocks or something.
Oh, the Gamecocks?
I'll ask
Google. Wait a minute. Can I ask Google on the air?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
It takes me a half an hour to get the thing up.
Do it?
I'm an old person.
Wait, do I have to do it?
No.
I can do it.
See, I have a voice recognize thing
here. You do?
Yeah, it's all very fancy. Wait a minute. Why can't I find it now?
Did you see Tyler Eifert's elbow go sideways?
I did see that. That was unpleasant.
Yeah, that was like the injury of the week. I think we should have special things. We should have little segments.
We could send him some new shoulder arm or something.
We should have a special segment, and we should have like special music. And we could do play of the week and injury of the week.
See, I can't even look this up.
Suspension of the week.
Search. Oh, here it is. Voice search.
Okay.
Okay, Google. Where did Tyler, what's his name?
Spencer Lanning.
Okay, Google. Where did Spencer Lanning... Yeah, okay, I know. That's how it works. All right, let's go. Okay, Google. Where did Spencer Lanning go to college?
That's good.
It said Salad Works. Let's okay, Google. Where did...
Salad Works.
Spencer Lanning. I don't know.
Do you have to start with OK Google every time?
Yeah, you do. Okay,
you do?
Google.
You do? How tedious.
Where did Spencer Lanning go to college?
Spencer Lanning attended University of South Carolina.
Yay!
He's a Gamecock. Antonio Brown kicked Spencer Lanning in the face.
In the face. Yes, he did.
Okay, Google.
All right. Thank you, Google.
Thank you. That was
Hey, so I saw, because we had a HBO preview, every once in a while they give us like free things over the
weekend.
You
didn't have to watch that Leftovers show, did you?
No, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, nobody likes that show.
No, the only thing I watched was they have some show about training camp for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes. Yeah, how's that going?
I watched one episode of it. That was the most boring
Hard show. Knocks.
That was the most boring thing I've ever seen. It's a bunch of guys standing around.
Getting cut.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone you meet on the show gets cut.
But then they just like, they speak in these weird cliches. It's like
Yes. It's
like they learned like five things to say, and if they weren't saying them, they turn the camera off and they tell them what to say.
I'm sure the day before HBO shows up, they go, these are the five things you can say to the camera.
Yeah.
Here's one, two, three, four, five. The best that ever was, they had Rex Ryan and the Jets, like one of the first years that Rex Ryan and the Jets.
I would have liked to see that.
Oh my, it's
one.
The most classic, because it's like he's like gives him this big long speech and then goes, all right, now go get your snack. And Danny Woodhead's in it. Danny Woodhead's
go
great.
Go get your snack.
Danny Woodhead was like 5'2" and was on the team. And he was great. Uh-huh. Go get your snack.
Snack.
Rex Ryan was perfect on that show. And that was kind of his main moment in existence was he was on that show, and they sort of showed him. And he was kind of a hot shot then. He was kind of big time. And now he's just waiting to get fired at some point, basically.
201, 209,
but otherwise, that show is pointless.
9, 3, 6, 8.
Stay tuned for Night People. Night People tonight.
they're going to draft their fantasy.
They have a very special guest tonight. Somehow they have Megatron from the Transformers is going to be interviewed tonight.
Wow.
You won't want to miss that. How do they book these guys?
How did they get them?
He's evil. He turns into a gun and then needs to be shot by another Transformer. It's very complicated, but he'll be here tonight answering your calls.
He'll explain it. He'll explain how that
Megatron
works.
From the Transformers.
Tonight. That's excellent.
That's pretty good. You can't get better than that.
No.
I mean, I don't know how
Night
that...
Night People is amazing.
We have guests that then don't want to show up on the show.
Well, they just don't show up.
They're like, I'm not calling that guy back.
We should get some guests.
Yeah, who should we get as a guest?
I don't know. We used to have guests.
Can we have more ladies,
we had the roller derby.
Roller derby? Is there any ladies rugby we could have?
We had Chris Cluey before he caught on to what this show's about.
I think you must have heard our show.
I think he did.
Yeah, now he doesn't want to call us back.
He won't call us back. Have we tried? I don't know.
No.
Who should we get? Let's get Spencer Lanning. He's a punter.
He's probably injured. He's possibly in the hospital.
Well, I mean, if he's concussed enough, he might return our calls.
He got kicked in the face.
You think?
By a guy running full steam.
I know. Maybe we should get him. That would be good.
That's
probably
not good.
Probably everybody wants to get him right now. We should get somebody that's like hasn't done anything.
I just want to see like if he has the spot with the cleats.
Who was the long snapper who threw the touchdown pass?
There was a long snapper who threw a touchdown pass yesterday?
No, in preseason.
Oh, nobody watches preseason.
I know, but we could get him.
No. No one's going to remember.
He's a long snapper. I remember him, except
who?
I don't remember.
What's his name?
I don't know. He's some guy. Some long snapper. You can Google it.
From
I'm
what
sure
team?
Ask Google.
What team was he on?
I don't know. Ask Google.
Google's got...
Say, okay, Google. Google.
All right, wait a minute.
Who was the
Google. Who was the long snapper? Okay. Yeah, I know how to use it. Okay. I don't need that anymore. Okay, Google. Yeah. That's terrible.
It doesn't want to help you, does it?
Okay, Google. Who was the long snapper who threw a touchdown in the football preseason game?
Is it telling you anything?
Jefferson, long snapping Chiefs, Cullen Loeffler?
That sounds right.
I don't know.
Did it say it, though? Does it talk to you sometimes?
Sometimes.
And sometimes it doesn't? How come
only if you ask for something that's super popular.
Oh, Cullen Loeffler. Okay, let's get him.
Yeah, we'll get him right now. Let's start dialing the phone.
No, I'll get
Why
him.
Can't we get Derek Jeter? Derek Jeter does every other show.
They had Derek Jeter Day, and there was no way to watch.
What do you mean?
It's like on some unobtainable cable channel.
It was on an unobtainable channel?
They don't stream the radio anymore.
Yes channel, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I can't have that. They don't
You can't
that.
Have Yes?
I can't get it.
We should get tickets to the rest, because the last game is at Fenway, and maybe you and I can get some...
You want to go to Boston and go there?
Yeah, we could get some media passes. I know some people in Boston. We'll get some chowder.
If you could get media passes, I would go.
I will call my... I have friends in low places.
Okay, good.
And maybe we can cover it for them.
That's a Garth Brooks song. Did you know that?
Should we jump on the field and run around after him or something?
There's a Garth Brooks
yes,
song?
Yes, I know that. Oh, it's okay. not a... It's Garth Brooks didn't originally do it. It's one of those... What's the name of the guy who wrote every country song of all time? And then his son wrote, "Are you ready for some football?"
Oh, Haggard.
No.
The other guy.
No, the other
Hank
guy.
Williams.
Hank Williams.
Hank Williams.
The first.
Hank Williams wrote, "I got friends in low places."
Because I got friends in low places.
Yeah, that's a good song.
We should play that song someday on the show.
Let's play it next week. Make a note.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Ask us a question. Ask Google a question. Ask Hank Williams the fourth a question. I don't know. What else we got? What else we do this weekend? What are you looking forward to? It's been football is wonderful, by the way.
Yeah.
Commercials are terrible, but I loved watching football again on Saturday.
I was happy about it. Yeah.
And I've decided to follow on Saturday. I've decided to watch the Navy football team because they have the triple option. Triple option's great. Because they look over the sideline.
Yeah.
And they, like, hold up a picture of, like, a cheeseburger and, like, a piece of ice and a Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
And they look and they go, okay. And they barely ever throw the ball. All they do is, like, run one way and they'll keep throwing it to another guy, throwing it to another guy. It's like rugby or something like that.
Really?
So you just have, like, three backs.
Oh, that sounds good.
Quarterback, halfback, fullback, maybe another guy.
Yeah.
Everybody else blocks. And they just kind of go down the field. They beat Temple the other day, which I didn't even know Temple had a football team.
Uh-huh.
But that's my that's my college football team. I used to go for Nebraska, but they're just depressing because they should be great. And they're awful every year. They're terrible.
I'm a big Nebraska fan. You know, that's my team.
Well, they play that. Yeah. They were, you know, they do this kind of cool thing in Nebraska where they have like the tunnel walk where they walk from the locker room through this tunnel and down past the fans and stuff like that and come out into the field.
Yes.
But they play that like 80s song like which is no good.
That's very.
And they were going to change that song, but then they couldn't decide what song to change it to.
That's very avant-garde.
They should have changed it to I got friends in low places.
Hey, we have a comment from listener Jen.
Hey, Jen.
She says, over the 7 years I had season tickets for the Yankees, I never once heard anyone yell, "Yeah, Jeets," at a game until yesterday.
Really?
Well, I think, Jeets just came out this year. I don't think people
That's a disturbing story.
I don't think people knew about, Jeets. But I'm glad that people were yelling it. I yelled at the last game I went to when he hit a home run, and I went.
He's only. I can't believe he's only got a couple weeks left.
I know. You know. And what was really awful about Derek Jeter Day yesterday?
Yeah.
Was that they did all this stuff and they brought him out on the field and there were special guests and there were people there and they did a whole big presentation and the fans had to come early and blah blah blah. You know. And they get all done and then he has to go play the game.
Why is
that
bad?
He had to play. It's like he had to go through all this nonsense for like 2 hours.
He's been doing it the whole year.
And then he had to go get on the field and play.
I mean, he's not infirm. I mean, he's 40, but he's not
infirm.
He just can't hit anymore. It's not his fault.
I know it's not.
It's probably because he's vain. But he probably just needs glasses or something like that.
He's probably had all kinds of LASIK surgery and stuff.
They all have had LASIK surgery.
I know.
But he probably just can't even see the ball anymore.
Can
you imagine if somebody beamed him? Like the last couple of weeks, somebody hit him right in the head with a fastball and that was
That's an awful idea.
That's an awful idea I just had.
No, that's sad.
We will pay you $20 to beam Jeter.
He's old and bald now.
He looks good. He looks pretty good.
No, I wouldn't do
him. He's a little tubby.
I wouldn't do him.
You wouldn't do him what?
I wouldn't do Derek Jeter.
What do you mean? You wouldn't do him
No, I wouldn't do him.
What are you talking about?
I would do him.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, your standards are lower than mine.
I don't have standards. I sleep with people in low places. He's still handsome and rich and funny.
I don't care, but no.
He's amusing.
No.
He's going to be a book publisher. He could publish your book. Just for a little.
Okay, if he'd publish my
little
book.
Action.
All right,
just a little something.
Okay, if he'll publish.
I mean, how long does he last? Not very long, is what I've heard.
Yeah, Jeets.
Stay tuned for Night People. We have a big show coming up.
Special guest Megatron.
Big show.
Mm.
Head of the Decepticons will be here. I don't know. They get great guests, man.
They really do.
They have some good producers on that show.
Okay, who are we getting? Stuart Loeffler? What's his name?
We're not getting Loeffler? That. We're not getting that guy.
I'm getting him. What's his name? Something Loeffler?
I have no idea what his name is.
I'm getting him.
Google doesn't even know. It's been watched from Google. It's been watched from Google. But watch the Red Zone. Love the Red Zone. Maybe we can get invited to the Red Zone channel. It must just be out in Secaucus or something like that.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, maybe we can go over there and see if the guy wears pants or if he has to like wear a diaper for maybe 7 hours.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a drink. He doesn't have a, like a sausage. I mean, I got up
something.
In the 7 hours that I watched every game.
Uh-huh.
I got up about a million times. I made myself some nachos.
Right.
Had some mango juice,
mm-hmm.
had some Pepsi,
sounds good.
Couple beers, had some mm-hmm. white wine,
mm-hmm.
Had some, we made Sloppy Joes.
Whoa.
You know, this is all in the span of about 7 hours.
I haven't had a Sloppy Joe since I left Iowa.
Oh, delicious.
I know.
Where'd you learn? As good as you remember.
Really? Where'd you learn to make them?
At the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
You just buy a thing of Sloppy Joe mix, and then you take a bunch of meat, and you cook the meat. And then you dump the Sloppy Joe mix on it.
And then you put it on a bun.
Yeah, that's not... I mean, I didn't have to go to, like, the Sorbonne to figure out how to make that.
No, but, I mean, you know, if you make them from scratch, you have to make that sauce.
I don't know how to make ground beef from scratch.
Okay.
I mean, what are you, like, got to go capture some
cow.
Sort of... Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Well, look for... You look for something that's not wearing pants, because then you know it's an animal.
You know it's an animal.
And then you
but
grab
only
it.
Some animals get to be eaten, and other animals apparently aren't as tasty. That's why we keep them as pets.
Chilich is up a break in the third set, says our.
Oh my! Can you feel it? Can you?
Open,
and then it
U.S. Open.
Then does tennis go away for like 6 months after today?
Well, no. I mean, I think they just travel around. They're like hobos. They just grab like a freight car to the next town. There'll be like some other open tournament, like in Ohio, where your girlfriend.
Of all the sports that I would imagine that I would want to play, that's probably the one I would least like to play.
Mm.
I mean, because you know. It's just, you know, hitting the ball all the time. It's a fun game when you're playing with nobody watching.
Oh, right.
But when people are watching, I don't know.
Oh.
And they can't even coach you. So you're just there alone. They're not supposed to say anything to you. The coach is going
to
have to be quiet.
They can't
be like, "You're doing terrible. Stop hitting the ball to the net."
But if the coach was up in the stands yelling stuff like that, how would they know it was
the
coach?
No, they just do this little, they do a little eye thing. They do like a little like, they'll look at you like this, and you go, oh, okay, I'm supposed to, I don't know, pick the ball up with my left hand or something.
They give like hand signals or something?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean that one hand signal when you do that little wave, that little.
I can't describe that on the air, but I wish we could. That was lovely.
I'm checking to see if we have that. Oh, we have that. Our show's almost over.
Oh,
Night People are here.
Night People. Yay, Night People. Welcome back. Did you hear what we did to your show last week?
Yeah, last week we did a fantasy draft during your show, and I'm pretty sure no one was listening.
I'm pretty sure.
Because the only listener was on the air with us.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Yeah, that was a pretty amazing show.
I think it'll go down in the annals.
It was
Night People.
Probably the best.
It's one of the nightiest shows.
Nightiest show that Night People ever did. It's the best show you ever did. If by best you mean worst, yeah.
But people should stay tuned. Night People's coming up next.
Yep. And we'll be back next week.
We will.
Yeah.
Are we? Yeah.
We're gonna
really?
Do it again.
Are you sure?
I think this was good. We covered a number of sports.
I know you were. She was mad about last week's show, but this is a good show.
Admit this
was a good show.
Okay, good. I think it was. We had some calls.
We
didn't. We only had.
We had some laughs.
We had Fido called. About
I wasn't
not
quite
pants.
Drunk.
That
so
was good. Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't as drunk as I was last week.
Were you drunk last week?
Oh
maybe
man,
that was a problem.
I have no idea where I was.
Oh well, that's.
I mean, I was just
as well.
I had no pants on. Like a dog.
Somebody wants us to explain Yajits, but we'll save that. We'll save that for another time.
Just put it in your Google. Go, okay, Google. What does Yajits mean? This is WFMU East Orange, MFU Mount Hope. It's online everywhere at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Well done. Oh, okay, now all you have to do is hit turntable 3.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah, and there'll be music until we go away.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
In the deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me. chapstick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me. Eskimo, Arapaho, move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, das ist gut, say, fantastic.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Night People. Today we're discussing race and social politics in the post-Sterling era of professional athletics. Does that sound fun to you?
Very interesting.
I don't want to discuss anything.
No, let's not discuss anything.
If you have to have a discussion, that means you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right? Is there any fun discussion that you can have?
No, they're all pretty
serious.
Somebody's
in trouble.
Yeah. Well, it's at very least serious.
Which means pretty much boring.
Yeah.
Might be interesting. Can something be interesting and boring at the same time?
I don't think so.
I say yes.
But if it's interesting... Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see how it would be interesting to somebody and boring to somebody else.
Right.
But could it be interesting and boring to the same person? That's what I was thinking.
I think even that could be true.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's possible.
That's right. I'm turning all your assumptions on their head tonight.
You are.
But we're not discussing... No, we're not discussing that.
No, we're not.
It's what you call in radio a fake out.
Yep.
In radio terminology.
Mm-hmm.
We're not discussing anything tonight. Do you have a park near you?
Yes, I do.
Playground?
Yes.
You take your son to the playground?
Yeah, my daughter, yep.
Daughter. I'm really sorry about that. I don't mean to do that.
Don't worry about it.
And there's like a jungle gym there?
Yeah.
Do you take her there? Or does your wife take her there?
I do. We both do.
When you go there, are you... I guess you know everybody in your neighborhood. Do you meet people at the park?
No, we have one right near us that we can walk to that there's usually nobody else at.
Sort and of then empty...
There's one sort of at the end, like a very quick drive that we go to that's tons of people. And I never see people that I recognize. My wife might.
So do you ever have to have the, you ever have to talk to other moms?
Oh, yeah, I do. But they're usually people I don't know.
People you don't know?
Yeah.
Right, so you do have to engage in that type of discussion.
Oh, yes.
The small talk.
Hey, we got a call. Let's take it. WFMU, you're on the air.
We don't know anything about this person.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I mean, howdy. You must have a...
It's
you sound
mushroom.
Like you have a playground.
Mushroom! It's Mushroom!
Hi.
Hi, Mushroom.
Wait, you recognize that it's Mushroom just based on the giggle?
No, she said it's Mushroom.
Oh. Hi, Mushroom.
Mushroom, it's been so long.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's not
Mushroom,
your...
for those of you who aren't familiar, was born and raised